Hello and welcome. I'm Casey James, welcoming you to my audio boo number 4, entitled Seasons. My sister Karen was in a concert choir in high school in the 70s, and they recorded an album which had a song dealing with seasons, and the lyric was something like, "Everything has its season, everything has its time." I'm also reminded of the book of Ecclesiastes, which has, you know, there's a time for every season, there's a time for everything under the sun, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to laugh, weep, a time to mourn. And of course, the bird song, turn, 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 to everything, turn, turn, turn. Life is about seasons. And it became really evident to me when I moved to Texas. I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Minnesota and have lived in the Midwest most of my life, but for a brief period of time I lived in Texas. And it just wasn't the same in the winter. There was hardly any snow. It wasn't cold. And I really missed it. And people are like, "You really missed it?" And it's just like you miss the change of the seasons. You like it when it's fall, when it's cooler, you know. You like the snow and you're out, you know, you're out to do your winter snow activities. You like the spring when the snow goes away and you can do your gardening or whatever. You like the summer when you can go bike ride, or you can, you know, you can get in your car and you don't have to worry about warming it up. So it's all about seasons. It reminds me of that Disney movie, The Lion King, The Circle of Life. And it's almost like when you were in grade school, if you remember penmanship class, you were learning to draw the different letters or numbers, and the zero or the O, and sometimes you would just kind of squiggle along so your O's kind of look like one big spring. Well, that's kind of how life is. Sometimes you're at the top of that circle. Sometimes you're at the bottom of that circle. And now, in my life, my seasons has changed from a season of grief and loss to a season of gratitude, a season of really embracing and thinking about where my life is going and how it's going, and more of a reflection of what is going. And so, anyway, it's just all about seasons. And I'm so grateful and have a season of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude towards my wife, because she is such a positive person. You know, in just about every situation I've been in with her, she has shown me or has asked me, well, what's one positive thing you can take from this? So I'm really grateful for that, but she is also a great cook and baker. And I've noticed that as she cooks and bakes and has me assist her once in a while, she uses seasonings. And seasonings are very important if you're a chef or you're a cook, because they add flavor to whatever you're making, which enhances your eating experience or enriches your eating experience. So instead of just being bland or, you know, just kind of okay. I'm one who doesn't really like or enjoy a lot of spices or seasonings, but I'm learning that seasons are essential to the cooking process. So what are the seasons in your life? What are the seasonings that may give you flavor? Maybe you're in the season of gratitude, season of grief and loss, as I was, but you are willing to accept that because you know that someday there will be a better season. Someday your life will be flavored with better experiences. Someday is here and now. So I hope you embrace your seasons. Learn to embrace them and cherish them, and to really savor the flavor of your life. May God bless you.